Welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 6th, 2006, the Epiphany of Our Lord. It can seem sometimes like the Christmas season appears full-grown on the day after Thanksgiving and disappears just as suddenly, as soon as the wrapping paper on the last package is crumpled up and tossed aside. But in the Church, that isn't true. The liturgical season of Christmas begins with the celebration of our Lord's birth and ends today with the celebration of the Epiphany. Epiphany is a funny Greek word that means appearing or revelation. Today we remember that God not only came into the world, but that we can also perceive that coming. Jesus was recognized and honored not only by his parents and the shepherds, but also by the three kings, wise ones from a faraway country. Jesus is God's self-revelation for the whole world. And the latest in the long line of surprising things God has done to show love for us is to make that love visible. But as I've said many times on this podcast, love isn't only visible in the life and work of Jesus. It is also visible in the life and work of the saints. And that includes you and me. As we wind down the liturgical season of Christmas and start to think about preparing for Ash Wednesday and Lent, be sure to keep your eyes open for the revelation of God. Who can predict what it will look like? I can't imagine that the wise ones from the East expected to find a little baby lying in a manger, born to be the savior of the world. But that was the surprising reality they found. If you look, and are willing to follow the signs, whatever they may be, as the Magi followed the star so long ago, you may find yourself, like them, in an unlikely place, perhaps very far from home, but in the very presence of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on January 9th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Julia Chester Emery. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.